I have the honor of presenting our first panel this afternoon. David Gerger is going to be our moderator. And actually, I put into ChatGPT, how do we introduce David? And about 98% of what came up is consistent with what is in your material today. So I guess that's good news. Like, it's up to date and pretty good. Yeah. But if you don't know David, he's a partner with Gerger, Hennessy, and Martin. He is a fellow of the American College of Trial Lawyers and the American Board of Criminal Lawyers, and he's a former public defender who's been listed in the Best Lawyers of America since 1999. And David put together what I thought was one of our best panels last year, talking about the acquittal of the Boeing pilot related to the 737 MAX matter. So I'm really excited to hear what the judicial panel has to say this year. And David, take it away.
Thank you. As a sign of times gone past, we have three judges who were confirmed by overwhelming bipartisan Senate votes or a voice vote. So when is that going to happen again? Judge Ada Brown started as an assistant district attorney, then was a state district court criminal judge, a state court of appeals judge, until she was appointed to the Northern District of Texas in Dallas. And I know that you speak three languages, but I don't know what those are. Judge Reed O'Connor was an assistant district attorney and an assistant U.S. attorney before being appointed to the bench in 2007. And while an assistant U.S. attorney, was assigned to the Senate Judiciary Committee as well for many years in Washington. Fascinating. And one of our judges was appointed or nominated by President Obama and President Trump. Judge Scholer was a partner in major law firms, international law firms, for 20 years, and also served as a state district court state court of appeals. State District Court civil judge before she was appointed by President Obama. For some reason, that didn't come to pass, for reasons having nothing to do with her, but then was appointed by President Trump. So this is great that you're here, because it's a time to hear. We'll let our hair down a little bit. Can you start, though, each of you? You know, you become a federal judge, and all of a sudden, we just hear this loud party happening behind the sealed doors. You know, what's going on back there? Could you share something personal, what you found surprising or difficult? You come from different backgrounds, a civil background. Now you have to be a criminal expert. A criminal background, now you have to be a civil expert. Share with us some personal experience. Judge Scholer, do you want to start?
Well, I'm the one that was 100% criminal newbie 5.5 years ago, and those 5 years just flew by. And there's so many differences that I can point out between the way civil practitioners do their business and criminal practitioners, at least what I've seen. And it was very surprising to me. Okay, on the civil side, I was a state court judge for 8 years, and if you had any involvement in a lawsuit, even if it was not even a lawsuit yet brewing, it's automatic disqualification, okay? But on the criminal side, we know, on the federal side, the prosecutors work up cases. We know about cases that are brewing way earlier with signing off on wiretaps and all that, and I'm going, whoa, you know, am I supposed to disqualify? No, we have. We're involved to some extent at the very beginning. The other thing that was surprising to me is how tight-knit the criminal bar is compared to the broad civil bar. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You guys ex-party all the time. You know, there's real relationships, obviously. The better your relationship is with the opposite side, prosecutors, criminal defense, But, you know, there's calls to the CRD, there's calls to probation, and all this information is designed to get to me. And my first couple years, I'm going, wait, I'm not supposed to hear any of this. And then by year five, this is the way you guys do business, okay?